Welcome to another draft edition of the 330 Sports Show. We're going to draft the all-time duos or ultimate duos. Greg and Edgar are going to join me here in a minute. Let's first have a real quick ad word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Don't let the weather keep you from working on your golf game. Golf year-round at The Bunker. They have 12 state-of-the-art golf simulators, including numerous putt-putt courses. Enjoy unlimited golf for $50 a month by becoming a member. Visit thebunkersp.com or stop by in person. The Bunker, inside the Southern Park Mall. This program proudly supported and brought to you by Eric Cromer, Cross Country Mortgage, a wiser way to mortgage. This program proudly supported and brought to you by Youngstown Computer, the Valley's IT company.
All right. Thank you to those sponsors. As always, we are a Youngstown Studio production. I appreciate you guys watching, listening. You can check out the scroller on the bottom, or if you're listening on podcast, make sure to follow us at the 330 Sports Show or on Youngstown Studio. All right. So without further ado, let's bring in Greg Kirchner. Greg is obviously a veteran of the program, and we also have Mr. Edgar Mosco, who has joined us several times. I think the last time you were on, Edgar, was our Rudy movie breakdown. So welcome back.
I'm present.
All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to draft our interpretation of what our favorite, our best duos are. Now, literally, I didn't give Greg, I didn't give Edgar any pre-knowledge on this, or, you know, we just had a little bit of prep. So this is going to be fun because it's going to be anyone's interpretation of how this is going to work. So what we're going to do is Greg is going to go first. Edgar is going to go second. I'm going to go third. We're probably going to go 10 deep on this draft and have some fun with it. So I am going to turn it over to Greg. Greg is going to take our number one pick with his best duo. So I appreciate the duo of Edgar and Greg joining me today. So Greg, you got the floor, kid.
All right. Well, this is a sports show. So I have a lot of different things on my list, including inanimate objects, but I'm going to start with a sports duo, and I'm going to start with what I would consider to be the greatest, most iconic sports duo of all time, and that's Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Boom. Yep. That was going to be my top sports duo as well, so hard to beat that. Jordan and Pippen. Mosco, do you have them on your list?
They were number one on my sports list, too.
Yeah, that's hard to beat. So Scottie, Michael, yeah, the dynamic duo there in sports. So Jordan and Pippen, great combination. Edgar, we're going to you with pick number two.
All right, so I'm going to stay in the basketball world. These guys weren't teammates, but they saved, in my opinion, the NBA in the late 70s, early 80s, and that is Bird and Magic. Mm.
Solid pick. That was they had that rivalry, you can call it a rivalry in college, with Michigan State, Indiana State. What you think of Indiana State making the national championship game now is insane. But, that's a great call. And then into the NBA with the Celtics and Lakers. Did you either of you guys watch Winning Time on HBO?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, it got canceled after two seasons. But that was a hell of a show. Edgar, give me your thoughts on that show.
I will say the way they portrayed and the way they actually made the players look was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What they did flashback wise was pretty amazing also. I forget who played Dr. Jerry Buss, but I think has he passed away?
You know what? I don't know on that one. That's a good question. It is John C. Reilly that plays.
Yeah. Dr. Jerry Buss passed away. Yeah.
Well, I know him, but
oh, no, not the actor. Yeah.
No.
he played Dr. Jerry Buss.
And if anybody hasn't watched that show, it is freaking raunchy, but it is good. It is really good. So Magic and Bird. Oh, go ahead, Edgar. Sorry.
Justin, so you watched it. Did you know all that stuff about Magic Johnson pre?
I'll tell you what. I watched all the first season, and I watched a couple episodes into the second season, and it does play, you know, it goes right along with the timeline. So, but I knew stuff about him, but not all.
His personal life I'm talking about.
Off the court, I didn't know all of it. Yeah. It doesn't portray him in a great light either.
I mean, I can see where the illness got, where he got it from them because of that, of all the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't call him Magic Johnson for nothing.
A nickname that true on and off the court, for sure.
But all overall, great sports show.
Yeah.
Even the documentary. Have you seen the documentary, Bird versus Magic?
No, I remember the Nintendo game way back when, but...
There's a documentary on HBO of Bird versus Magic.
It's okay.
Good watch.
Okay. All right. So Larry Bird, the Hick from French Lick, and Magic Johnson are our number two pick here. All right. So I'm going to go third. And am I going to do it this early? No, I'm not going to do it this early. I'm going to go movies here. And I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time. And I'm going to keep it PG-13 for this one. But I'm going to go with Doc Brown and Marty, my favorite time-traveling duo from Back to the Future. If Back to the Future, I would put up there as probably top five of my favorite movies of all time, just the way it's written, the way it's directed, the way it's acted. And those are two legendary characters, Doc and Marty. And I think it's one of those, you know, it's a Spielberg movie. It's just done so well. So that duo of them, I think, makes that movie, you know, their interactions and obviously the story that goes along with it. So I'm going with Doc and Marty with my first pick in the first round here. So we are going batting order style. So, Greg, we're going to go back to you.
Okay. I'm going to keep it in sports, but I'm going to move to the broadcast booth. So I've always been a sucker for good sports casting. And I think the greatest duo of all time in that field is Pat Summerall and John Madden.
Mm. Yeah.
Totally agree.
My favorite thing I've ever heard about that duo is Pat Summerall was the one that was drunk during half of those games, but he sounded clear as a bell, and Madden was stone cold sober, and he was slurring every other word. But you're right. That's a dynamic duo right there.
And I heard that, I think as of this past season, I don't know if you guys heard this, that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman have now been together longer than Madden and Summerall were together.
Really?
Which is crazy, but they have been. I think literally since Aikman retired, I think, and not to spoil if anybody was going to pick Buck and Aikman, we could still do that. But I think more or less since, I'd have to look how many years, but I believe that's correct. They were together longer than Madden and Summerall now, which is kind of wild.
That really is wild. That's crazy. You know, I think of them doing like every Cowboys game on a Sunday. That's like a Sunday at 4 o'clock. That's what I think of, like from our childhood.
Yep.
Those two doing that and like the Thanksgiving game. That's, you know, back then we only got, you know, we didn't get the onslaught of games like we did. It was like, you know, you got that Sunday game. You got your Sunday at 1, Sunday at 4. And then, you know, a Monday night game, if you know, and that was kind of it from what I remember. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. Voices of our childhood. Edgar.
Well, I totally forgot about like the sports broadcasting, area, so I'm going to stay there, and I'm going to go Chris Berman and Tom Jackson.
Okay. Oh, yeah. NFL prime time. Like it.
And I think isn't Tom Jackson from Cleveland? He's a Cleveland guy. I think he is.
I think you're right.
I will say I've had the honor of meeting Chris Berman, and I had about a 15-minute conversation with him once down at the Dick Vitale Gala, and he told me a story. I just told him I was from Youngstown, and he told me he actually was in Youngstown, I don't know, probably early 90s, late 80s, with Eddie DeBartlow, and he said, I went to that restaurant at that one hotel, and I was like, oh, it's like TJ's or something at the Holiday Inn in Boardman he was talking about. So Chris Berman and Eddie DeBartlow once had a dinner or drinks over there at TJ's at the Holiday Inn. So I think that's kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
So that was always like a really good Sunday night, like recap of the action too. So,
and that was like that was too like your first time to really be able to see the highlights from the day.
Yeah. So yeah, no social media or anything.
Nope.
Yeah, good pick there. All right, Summerall and Madden. All right, well, I'm going to keep it consistent since you two took broadcasters, and I'm going to go with these next two guys. These are my favorite college duo currently as it stands. I'm going to go with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt. I think Gus Johnson brings the energy. He's entertaining. Sometimes he goes a little overboard with the nicknames like with Marvin Harrison and stuff like that. But Joel Klatt, yeah, Maserati Marv. But he really is a great, great announcer. And Joel Klatt is very smart. Very smart, and nothing against Herb Street and Fowler, because I think they're good, but I don't think they're as good because I think Joel and Gus are just who they are, and I think the ESPN narrative sometimes overrides, Herb Street and Fowler. So, and Herb Street and Fowler aren't doing too many like games that I'm like all in on anymore. They're just doing like mainly the ABC ESPN games, which is now mostly the SEC. So all right, we got a trifecta of duos in the second round here. So Summerall and Madden, Berman and Jackson, and Klatt and Johnson. So we're going to turn it back over to Greg. We're going to start the third round here.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to jump out of sports now into pop culture, into television. So we usually we have to get creative to kind of weave Seinfeld into a show. We always seem to do it. Well, we don't have to get too creative on this one. I'm going to do it right here, and I'm going to go with, although the four of them, you know, you could say if we were doing groups of four, they'd probably be the first overall pick. But if you got to chip it down to a duo, I think Jerry Seinfeld and George Costanza is my duo. So much of that show is basically the two of them sitting at the coffee shop, just talking through the minutiae of the daily details of life. And it's pure gold, and it lives on and it ages incredibly.
It's either there or Jerry's apartment.
That's it. So yeah, no offense to Kramer and Elaine, who are amazing in their own right, but we're going with George and Jerry for the duo.
Yeah. Good combination. And George Costanza, for anyone that doesn't know Larry David, the character of George is based off of Larry David, who is, to me, maybe the funniest human being on earth. So if you haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, I will die on that hill of that's one of the best all time comedies out there. So Seinfeld and Costanza. Edgar, any thoughts on that before we go to your pick?
No, not really.
Dynamite drop.
Not the best killer made in the league for nothing.
All right, Moscow, we're gonna go to you with your next pick here.
All right, well, I'm gonna stay with the the TV sitcom, and I'm going to go with Ross and Rachel.
Okay. From Ross and Rachel following up George and Jerry in the 9:30 hour.
They were on a break. So.
I will say out of the six characters in that show, Ross was my least favorite character. Ross was my least favorite. I thought he was like a David Schwimmer's character. He has a lot of redeeming qualities. He ends up with Rachel at the end. But he was kind of like a whiny little bitch in that show a little bit too.
I mean, definitely not my favorite character, but
give me your six. Rank them for me.
Well, definitely Chandler, Joey, Phoebe, Monica, and then Rachel and Ross.
Interesting. So Rachel and Ross are your 5-6, but your favorite duo.
They were the most popular couple on the show.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. That's the best duo from that show. And literally, I think Friends, it wasn't as popular as Seinfeld, but it might have as much of a following still now as Seinfeld did back then. So solid pick. All right. So this is pick number 9. I was the only one that take something out of the sports realm for 6 picks. So I am going to stay in the sports. I'm going to go back to the sports world here. And if I have it up, my picture didn't load. Okay. But anyway, I got it. So I'm going to take maybe the most dynamic duo that has ever played any sport, and they happen to be sisters. I'm going to take Venus and Serena. Mostly Serena on that one. Like, Venus had an amazing career as well, but like, Serena Williams might be the best tennis player that's ever played in the women's game. And I'd put her up there in GOAT status with like a Jordan or a Muhammad Ali or somebody like that. I think she's earned that status, and Venus was a phenomenal player too. So that's my thoughts. You know, those two, they won a ton of doubles matches together, which again, and with the draft, that's kind of what we're looking for. But Serena may be the most dynamic player of all time in the women's game, and Venus was no slouch herself. So you guys got any thoughts on either of those two?
I totally agree with you. One of the most iconic duos in sports history.
Yep. And they won, I don't know how many doubles majors they won, but they had a pretty good, especially as they got later, as Venus, I think, slowed down in her singles play.
Yeah.
They played a lot of doubles together and they won a lot. So they kind of separately and together, you know, did a lot. And obviously Serena is arguably the most dominant athlete in history, man, woman, whatever.
Yeah.
Individual athlete. So.
And I know they played each other a couple times that, could have cost the other one a title at some point, or, both of them were top 3-4 in the rankings for many, many years. So the Williams sister. So recapping that round, we got George Costanza and Jerry Seinfeld. We got Ross Geller and Rachel Green, and we got Venus and Serena Williams. So Greg, we're going back to you, and this is going to be pick number 10.
Okay. Jumping over to movies, and I might go, this is maybe a little bit of a curveball, but I guess it's, kind of, they might not be the most iconic movie duo. You could probably think of about 50 that are maybe more famous. But when I was thinking about what's one of my most enjoyable duos, I love the Oceans movies. So I'm going to go with Danny Ocean and Rusty Ryan, played by George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Like, as far as like their on-screen like connection and chemistry, like it's pretty phenomenal. They are just two mega stars, and you could tell that they were probably enjoyed every minute of doing these movies, and they just worked so well together.
Oh yeah.
And you know, three movies that were all great in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those sequels didn't get enough love. I mean, the original is the best one, as most are, but all three of those movies, like you said, are great. And
for some reason I didn't like the second one. I don't know why.
The second one was definitely different. It's grown on me over the years, but it's like it's a completely different movie than the other
two. Yeah.
The other two are big Vegas movies. This is like, very European and kind of a little bit more artsy.
Yeah.
And I feel like you either love or hate the whole Julia Roberts like thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I stand with that. It's a little cheesy, but it kind of works. But I'm kind of with you, Ed. The second one would be the one I'd throw out if I had to.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Solid pick. Danny Ocean, Rusty Ryan, and, you know, George Clooney, more like the clean cut. And then Brad Pitt, obviously, like, well-dressed, but, like, more like the badass out of those two. And then you got Matt Damon trying to work his way into that duo. But obviously earns the trust of those two at the end. And obviously the 11 of them at the end, but love it.
Remember our first trip out to Vegas together? We all posed.
That's it. Yeah.
In front of the Bellagio.
I remember watching Ocean's 11, probably at one of our houses, like I couldn't possibly be any more excited to go to Vegas than after watching that movie.
Yeah.
And that scene is incredible. Like if we were doing a movie scene draft, that would be up there for me.
Oh.
The fountain scene at the Bellagio.
I remember, I've probably forgot more than I remember out in Vegas. So the city of Las Vegas has taken and shaved many years off my life. But I've had some great times out there and a lot with you guys out there too. So that's a solid pick there. All right, Danny Ocean and Rusty Ryan. Mr. Mosco, we're going to go to you for pick number 11.
Well, I'm going to stay in the show business, and my wife will be happy I picked this because she told me to put it on my list. So I'm going to go with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
I know you're a big TGIF guy. I know that.
And talk about turning your childhood character into a billion-dollar business too. Didn't they have like the ultimate clothing company? I don't know if they still do that, but And Michelle, was that her name on Full House?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Michelle Tanner.
Yep. So, and I think even now, There's a sister that's like a big time actress too, isn't there?
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Elizabeth. Yeah.
And she's probably the most famous actress out of the three, but those two have obviously killed it, making a ton of money. And obviously Michelle Tanner growing up, being like an iconic character, you know, kind of like all of our little sisters growing up watching Full House. Mm-hmm. So, all right, very good. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
They didn't make the cameo in Fuller House.
Oh yeah. Isn't there a scene in that where they're like and they all look at the camera?
Yeah.
Did they just not want to do would they want too much money or was it
honestly they probably were I guess done with it after the show ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was animosity or what, but
and they just kind of like, you know, being a young actor or actress, they have to like, there's like stricter rules where they can only work so much. That's why they have the two of them kind of flip-flop. Okay.
I think they were babies when that show started pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right. I'm going to round out the fourth round here. And I'm going to pull my first aesthetic, nice to look at card, but it's also in the athletic realm. I'm going to go with the Cavender twins. So Haley and I think it's Haley and Hannah Cavender, but Edgar, you'd be proud. Both of them, I'm pretty sure they grew up in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, really?
And then I think they went to like Arizona State before transferring to Miami. And then I can't remember which one of them still plays at TCU this year. So she's finishing out her, I don't know if she had a COVID year or a fifth year or whatever it was, but I mean, if you know, you know. So I'll just leave it at that. But and honestly, like, they're beautiful girls, but they were both really, really good basketball players for a really good Miami Hurricanes team that, you know, made a decent run in the tournament a couple of years ago. And obviously, like, TikTok and Instagram and like Snapchat and stuff like that, all those social media platforms, they've just grown millions of followers and thus millions of dollars because of their likeness, which NIL has helped, you know, girls like them, athletes like them out. So, you know, being a sports show, got to bring in NIL, and as much as we can show those pictures, why not? So, Cavender twins round out the fourth round here. So Danny Ocean, I'm sure Danny Ocean and Rusty Ryan, if they ever ran into those girls, they would try to bring them into the 11. But Danny Ocean, Rusty Ryan, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, and the Cavender twins come in at the in the fourth round here. So we are going back to Greg. He's going to lead off the fifth round.
So my pick here, they're not definitely not as easy on the eyes as your pick, Justin, but they're pretty easy on the ears. So we're going to jump into music, and I'm going to go Simon and Garfunkel. Ed, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you had four chances to take them, so I'm not that sorry.
They're on my music duo list.
Yeah. I mean, just you know, again, without Googling and looking stuff up, like, it's just, I just was like, what are the first four or five duos that came to mind? That was one of them.
Yeah.
A lot of great songs. Sound of Silence for me is a top 10 all time song. They sound great together. They couldn't really look any more different. Paul Simon, I think, is about 5 feet tall, if he's lucky. Like, I always thought Garfunkel was like 6'8", but it's like the opposite. I think Garfunkel is just like normal height, and Paul Simon is incredibly short, but they sound amazing together.
Yeah. Well, Edgar, you wanted that pick, so tell what's your thoughts on that?
I grew up liking the 60s, like the 60s music era, so they were definitely one of the top duos of that time. So, and they obviously have a ton of hits, so you know, I love music, so a lot of different eras I like, but definitely not today's.
get off, all that's just loud noises. No, I get it though. Simon and Garfunkel, that's good. Do you have a favorite song, either one of you?
I think Greg mentioned
Sound of Silence for me.
Oh yeah, sorry, Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good deal. Simon and Garfunkel also sounds like it would be a great cartoon name as well. Like a good duo and with that. So, all right, Greg goes off with Simon and Garfunkel. Mr. Moscow, we're going to you.
All right, I'm going to go back into the sports world, and I'm going to go into an era where we grew up, but we all love baseball. So the Atlanta Braves were the epitome of excellence in the 90s. And I'm going to go with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine.
Yeah. I mean, damn, those Those two might have cost our favorite team, the Cleveland Indians, a 1995 World Series. But
and
you got your righty and your lefty there. So, and both of those guys were like fairly finesse pitchers too.
Yeah, they were powerhouse. I mean, they didn't have powerhouse pitchers. Well, I wouldn't say they had them, but not like today.
No.
What was it? Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, and then they had the younger kid.
Steve Avery.
Avery. Yeah.
Kent Merker, I think, was their fifth starter.
Yeah. That was a dynamic, dynamic rotation. But yeah, those top two. And then to be able to go righty-lefty back-to-back in any playoff series. I know they didn't have a ton of world titles, but just a one, unfortunately, against us. But they probably should have had more with how good that team was. That's a solid pick there, Edgar. And I like that. All right. I'm going to go. And I'm going to be the first one to venture into the food realm. I'm going to go with a simple classic. I'm just going peanut butter and jelly.
Why not?
I mean, my God, you know, peanut butter and jelly, you think of it as a kid's food, but I mean, shit, if I'm hungry and like, I mean, that's an easy go-to. You know, just slap some Jif on there, a little jelly, a little Smuckers. Why not? Well, white bread, Italian. Now that we're older, we go healthy, a little, maybe like 4-grain wheat bread or something on there. But, you know, peanut butter and jelly, to me, one of the all-time combos. Look at that thing.
So are you creamy or chunky
peanut butter? Oh, creamy. Get that chunky out of my face. I used to be more creamy than chunky. Now I'm unfortunately a little more chunky and creamy. Like, you know, your metabolism catches up to you a little bit. But
strawberry or grape.
Oh, raspberry. Raspberry. Like raspberry number one, strawberry two, grape three, if I gotta go that way. So yeah.
Throwing a curveball.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So yeah, unless you got a peanut allergy, which, I mean, if you're allergic to a peanut, maybe there's a Louis C.K. reference about that I won't mention here because I don't want to get canceled. So we'll just leave it at that. But peanut butter and jelly, come on. If you don't like peanut butter and jelly, get the hell out of here. So, all right, Greg, let me wrap up that round real quick. So we were all over the board there. We went music, Simon and Garfunkel, sports, Atlanta Braves, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, and then peanut butter and jelly. So this is the ultimate random draft here. And I love these kind of drafts. So Greg, we're going back to you to start. What is it? We are round six right now.
Yeah. Just so back to sports, but I'm going to go a little bit into like a player coach duo. And there's probably one that's more iconic than this one, at least one that's more iconic than this one, but we're going to go with what kind of the recency bias, and I'm going to go Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Three Super Bowls already in 6 years. I'd hope they don't get any more selfishly, but I feel like they still might. And it just feels like they have an incredible, you know, incredible chemistry and they have fun together. And I think they're obviously very creative in the offense they run, the plays that they run. I think Reed gives Mahomes a lot of runway. Mahomes obviously puts a lot of trust in his coach. And they are fun to watch as much as, you know, you kind of get sick of them winning titles. Mm-hmm. I feel like Andy Reid is a guy that you can't – I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Andy Reid? You know, he just seems like one of those coaches that you would just love to play for.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw today, like Mahomes restructured his contract to free up about $22 million in cap space for them.
Oh, I heard maybe, I know this is like going off the rails, but like I heard maybe like T. Higgins can end up there or something because, you know, they definitely need to upgrade the receiving core. But good God, if they get a stud receiver in with what they have, that's – doesn't bode well for the rest of the league.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. Patrick Mahomes is not losing a single cent of that $22 million.
That is true.
And fun fact too, I always like to drop the Sarasota reference as we're down there a lot. But Andy Reid has a place, it's called Bird Key, right down in Sarasota. So he is a Sarasota resident, along with Frank Thomas, Dickie V, and the rest in peace, Jerry Springer. But some decent residents down there. But Reed and Mahomes, that's a solid combination, and literally none better right now that you can find in the NFL. So, all right, Moscow, we're going to you. Pick number 17.
Well, I'm going to go back into the music world and a group that we all grew up with in the 80s, Hall & Oates.
Which they have been in, have you seen they've been in the news recently?
Oh, no. Boy.
Yeah, I might want to look that up. I think that they've had like a fracture, but they're great. Like, I absolutely didn't want to like shit on your pick, but they like, they're literally like suing each other right now.
He's taking them in their prime when they recorded the albums.
Yeah, 100%.
One of them's a rich girl, so.
Hall & Oates, I know at my wedding we had a Hall & Oates song. I always remember that 500 Days of Summer, that dun, 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 it's like the You Make My Dreams Come True song. That one's great. Do you have a favorite one, Edgar, of all yours?
Oh God. I mean, shit.
Are you out of touch?
Yeah, I'm a touch out of mine. Private Eyes.
Okay. No, great music, yes.
Private Eyes, Maneater.
Maneater, Rich Girl.
Sarah Smile. Yeah. She's Gone. Yeah. So, yeah. But I always think of She Makes My Dreams Come True, or You Make My Dreams Come True. I always think of that song. Like, that comes to mind first when I think of Hall & Oates. But yeah, unfortunate, doesn't sound like the ultimate duo currently, but back then, made some pretty good music, and that we can never take that away from them. That's so it. Hall & Oates. All right, I will round out this round, and I am going to go with another absolutely dynamic duo. They are the founding members of Prestige Worldwide. I'm going with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. I'm going with the Step Brothers. And, you know, I mean, just think about how many activities these guys could do in that room once they turned their beds into bunk beds. And I'll tell you what, and I'll make this admission. The first time I watched that movie, I did not like it. I did not like it at all. And now I would literally put it in my top 10 favorite movies, because I don't know. Like, the first time I watched it, I don't know. It just like didn't hit me. But then, you know, the Catalina freaking wine mixer, Conte Partio, which they played at the Oscars the other night. It was like just that whole movie is hilarious when they're trying to get like the neighbors, or they're trying not to sell the house, and they're, you know, doing all the. Just the whole movie from start to end is absolutely like hilarious. So Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, the Step Brothers, whatever you want to call them. So that's my pick. If you guys got anything on that, or we can move on to.
And no, when it was funny, because when you said, I almost said when we were talking about the Showtime TV show, and you, John C. Reilly came up, I was going to say something like, that might not be the first time you hear John C. Reilly. And there's actually another option out there too that could be. I definitely had that on my list too.
I was wondering if you'll pick another John C. Reilly combination or another maybe Will Ferrell combination before this draft's over. So I'll tell you what, we got, let's go three or four more picks each. So to round that round out, again, we're all over the place, which is awesome. That's my favorite kind of round. But Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, coach, quarterback duo. You got Hall and Oates, legendary duo, singing duo there. And you got prestige worldwide, the Step Brothers, Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, rounding out round six. So we're going to start round seven here. Greg, we're going to go back to you.
Okay. Staying in sports, doing another little twist, though. So I'm going to go a person and a place. Mm. And I'm going to do Jim Nantz and the Masters.
Mm.
So as people probably listen to the show know, I'm a sucker for golf, sucker for the Masters. And I feel like Jim Nantz is the soundtrack of the Masters, I think, for all of us. So it almost just feel they just, when I think of the Masters, I think of Jim Nantz.
I got goosebumps already. Just
and what worth, we got 3 weeks, about yep. three, four weeks, and we're right into it. That's the, like, it's spring. Let's go. Golf, baseball, summer's coming. It's
March Madness, leading exactly. right into it. Yep.
It's like a phenomenal time of the year. NFL draft, if you want to throw that in there. It's like, it's just like, let's go time. You know, it's fun. But Jim Nantz, and I had no idea till someone told me last year, I didn't know Jim Nantz was college roommates with, Fred Couples?
Yep.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you had said too at Houston, he might have coined the phrase Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Yeah, Jim Nantz. Yeah, so Jim Nantz played on the golf team at University of Houston with Fred Couples, and it was at the time when Fly Slamajama was there. So that's pretty interesting time to be at the University of Houston. I think you guys know this, but I had forgotten until it came up a week or so ago that Nantz is no longer doing college basketball. So he's no longer doing the Final Four this year. Ian Eagle is replaced Jim Nantz doing the Final Four. So that's going to be weird too. I mean, Ian Eagle's really good, don't get me wrong, but I feel like Jim Nantz is always the soundtrack of the Final Four too. Yeah. So it got me thinking, like, gosh, when he stops doing the Masters, that is going to be huge.
Well, that's my question. Is this his last Masters or no?
No, he just gave – no, I don't – I think – Vern Lundquist comes back and does the Masters. I feel like there's just – that's just a kind of a special thing. But he wanted to he had to give up something to cut back, so he cut back on college basketball.
Yeah, because there's a really good chance Houston's yep. going to be like a top one or two seed.
Yeah,
there's a good chance for them to make the Final Four and then, you know, go right into the Masters there. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's a great call. Like, that's an interesting combination there too. Like, outside the box. Go ahead, Edgar. Do you have a comment?
No. I was totally agreeing with you. That's a great out of the box pick there.
You didn't want to go with, hey, Jim.
Romo. Me, Jim.
All right. So Jim Nantz of the Masters to lead off this round. Edgar, we're going to go to you.
All right. I am going to stay in the sports world. In my opinion, this duo were lookers back in the day during the Summer Olympics. Beach volleyball, and Kerry Walsh.
Ooh,
I like that pick.
That's really good.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh, yeah. And are either of them? I know one of them retired. Kerry Walsh, I think.
I want to say both of them retired.
I think they both retired.
Okay, that's a great call because literally, you watch the Olympics every 4 years, but. Those are names that are synonymous with the Olympics that you could just throw out and be like, oh yeah, beach volleyball, you know? So.
Very good.
Well played.
Well played. I like that. Yeah. Misty May, Kerry Walsh. All right. So, all right, let's have some fun with this next pick here. So many options I could go. I'm just looking at like some of my queued up things. I'm going to save one of them here, but I'm going to go back to, as anyone that knows me, before I leave my house, let's just say hypothetically, I got to be at work at 8:30 or 8 o'clock, whatever it might be. I usually drink a good 4 cups of coffee before I leave the house every morning. And then I probably drink another 2 when I get to work. So before 10 a.m., I'm usually like 5 cups of coffee, 6 cups of coffee in. So I'm going to go with a combination of coffee, but something else I don't usually eat, maybe like 5-6 times a year, but it is one of the best combinations. I'm going with coffee and donuts. I mean, I'll tell you what, like, is there anything better than, like, I mean, you might be hungover or just like tired. You want something in the morning and you know you're going to get that sugar crash after a freaking donut, and the donut is probably literally the least healthiest thing you can eat in the world. There's literally no nutritional value in there, but there's just something about coffee and donuts that go together. And for me, I'm taking that with my pick in this round. So, I don't know if you guys donut guys?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Blueberry donuts from White House, absolute
favorite. White House donuts. And I'll tell you what, like, we have a hidden gem here in Youngstown. Like, obviously, White House Fruit Farms, everybody knows about. To me, my favorite donut there at White House is the cinnamon sugar. Like, you can even freaking dip that in your coffee and eat it. But there is a hidden gem too on the opposite side of town, more towards Poland. But like these, it's like the Amish market over there. And those people, I don't know what the hell they do, but they make the freaking best donuts in the world. And like I said, I probably eat them like 3 or 4, well, probably like 5 or 6 times a year. You know, throw it out there. And it is. Say it again, Ned.
Is that on South Avenue?
It is. Yeah. It's on South Avenue by like Matthews over there. So yeah, it is freaking good stuff. So coffee and donuts. And I'm, as much as I say that too, like I'm just black coffee. Like I don't want any crap in there. Just give me a black. So coffee, donuts. I'm a happy guy. I think most people are happy. I mean, have you ever really seen a sad person drinking a coffee and eating a donut? it's not possible. So I mean,
another hidden gem, unfortunately they've closed, was Plaza Donuts though.
Yes.
I mean, absolute best.
Yeah. And I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but their donuts are less to be desired. You know, they're just there, whatever. But give me coffee and a White House donut, or every now and then, like if I'm down in Columbus, Tim Hortons, not bad. You know, and there's a lot of good local coffee shops that have some good stuff. So coffee, donuts, rounding out round 7 here. So Jim Nance and the Masters, Misty May and Perry Walsh, and coffee and donuts. I love this draft. This is my favorite draft ever. So Greg, we're going back to you. I'll tell you what, we'll do 2, maybe 3 more picks each. Okay. So are you guys good with 3 more?
I'm good. Yep.
All right, let's go 3 more. So 3 more picks each. So Greg, go for it. You got this round.
All right, I'm going to go back to movies. And one of my all-time favorites, Dumb and Dumber, Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn. Say no more.
I definitely had them on my list.
They were on my list too.
And I refuse to acknowledge any of the other movies they did, but just straight up Dumb and Dumber.
Yes. Yeah. Enough said with that.
Yeah.
Literally an all-timer. I'm going to just like put the vibe out over here at the bar. Absolute all-timer. All right.
I mean, what better friend to have when your pet's heads fall off than one of them, right?
Just a bottle of X-Lax and he'll be fine.
Oh, man. All right. So Lloyd Christmas, Harry Dunn. Greg leads off that round. Edgar, you got pick number 23.
All right, I'm going to go into the video game world, and I'm going to go with, it's me, it's Mario.
You go Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, Mario and Luigi.
Yep, yep. And I had that queued up because I was going to take that at some point, so solid pick. I don't even remember. Was there a show?
I think there was probably a cartoon at some point.
Probably something. I don't remember that. I just remember playing the video games growing up. And Super Mario Brothers 3 to me was the ultimate video game. Mario and Luigi. That's, you know, and Edgar, you're an Italian guy. I mean, come on. They represent you proud too.
It's me. It's Mario.
All right. I'll tell you what. Like, I feel like I'm the food guy here. So since Edgar just took Mario and Luigi, I mean, I got to follow it up with some friggin' spaghetti and meatballs.
I had to fill my list too.
Yep, so did I.
I mean, like, really, like, if you live in Youngstown, you have to like Italian food. So, I mean, spaghetti and meatballs, and, you know, around here, it's not, it's just a thing. Like, if you're not from Youngstown, you might not understand, but like, you know, the Sunday sauce and all that stuff, like you watch some Sopranos and you'll get it if you don't know. So, so once again, let me follow that up with the draft round recap of Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn, Mario and Luigi, and spaghetti and meatballs. So this is literally my favorite when we're all over the place. So, all right, Greg, you got this next one, and we're going two more picks each. So we each have a duo of picks here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to TV, and I'm going to go back to Friends. And I'm going to go with Chandler and Joey. I don't think the term bromance was like invented at that time. I think it came about later, but they were definitely a bromance. Yep. And great together, and rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I completely forgot he had passed. Yeah. If you put a poll out there, I would guarantee Chandler was like the majority of people's favorite character. And Joey was just like the lovable kind of idiot, but he was awesome character too.
Just watching some of the like the after show scenes, like a lot of stuff he did was like ad lib.
Really?
Yeah. When they had the
Joey or Chandler or both of them.
Chandler.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they had the reunion. They basically came out and said that, you know, a lot of the stuff he did was ad lib.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, it was. Hey, so we have a duo of Friends character. Is anyone going to take Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow here to wrap it out? But no, that's solid. So Joey and Chandler to go along with Ross and Rachel taken earlier in the draft. So, all right. Edgar, to you.
All right, Justin, I am going to go into the food world now. And okay. Anytime I go out to brunch, can't pass it up on the menu. And I'm going to go with chicken and waffles.
Nice. Mm. Yeah. Chicken
and waffles. That's one of those things, like, if you haven't had it, you're like, gosh, that how does that make sense? Then you have it, and it's spectacular.
I mean, the best one I've had so far is in Nashville with the Nashville hot chicken and waffles.
I bet that was really good.
Oh, yeah. And you add a little syrup to that. You get a little sweet, a little savory. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, probably after a good night of drinking, too. So, you know, fills you up, takes the sting out of it a little bit.
Sucks up all the alcohol.
All right, so chicken and waffles. All right, so I'm going to go with my next pick. I have no more food picks on my list. I do, but I'm going to stay away from those. But I am going to go with maybe the most popular duo in the entire world right now, at least in the United States. And I'm going to go with this duo right here. I'm going to go with Sydney Sweeney. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well played. Well played.
So Sydney Sweeney, I've been holding on to that one. But, you know, you can't go wrong. Sydney Sweeney. So, and if you're listening on podcasts, sorry about that. Just Google. There's a great picture of her going around after she hosted SNL, just like the end credits. It's phenomenal. So, once again, love this. I love recapping these rounds. Chandler and Joey, Chicken and Waffles, and Sydney Sweeney. Let's just say all natural. All right, we are into our final round here. As we're coming up, and I love it because we're right at about that 55 minute mark. So we're going to close out under an hour. So Greg, you have your final pick of the draft, and I'll let you guys throw out any quick honorable mentions here at the end. But Greg, you got the last pick here.
You know what? I'm going to credit your last pick to something that I didn't even have on my list, but it's weird how the mind works. I saw a Sydney Sweeney picture, and then I remembered she was in that movie with Glenn Powell recently. And then I remember Glenn Powell was in Top Gun Maverick. And then I was like, you know what? I went back further and I said, how about Goose and Maverick as a duo? So nice. Thanks to your pick, I'm going to go with Tom Cruise and Anthony Edwards?
It is.
I paused because I'm like, doesn't he play for the Timberwolves? But yeah, Anthony Edwards, actor Anthony Edwards. Yeah, Goose and Maverick.
That's awesome. Yeah, Goose and Maverick.
Who also starred?
Say it again, Edgar.
Who also starred in ER?
That's right.
Yes, he did. And Tom Cruise, literally, I mean, I'm not a huge fan off the movie screen, but literally biggest, not literally, but figuratively the biggest movie star in, I mean, is he the biggest movie
maybe star ever?
Yeah, he might
be. He's on the short list.
And whatever he is on or does, like, he does not freaking age. Like, that guy does not age. So I don't know if it's the Scientology or it's the HGH or whatever, but that dude is, whatever he's taken, I think we all could use some of it. So Goose and Maverick, solid pick. I love it. All right, Edgar, your last pick of the draft, pick 29.
All right. I'm going to go back into the sports world, and at least one of these guys or one of the guys I idolized growing up wearing a number 7 in baseball. And I'm going to go with Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you're not getting a better duo in a lineup than that.
No.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. And Roger Maris, like, set the all-time mark in a season. And then Mickey Mantle's like, you know, next to freaking Babe Ruth is about as legendary as it gets too. So, you know, and you kind of grew up a Yankee. Well, you were an Indians fan, but you kind of always liked the Yankees a little bit too.
I did because my dad did.
Yeah.
But all those great players back in the day couldn't go. You had to idolize some of them growing up.
For sure.
Left-handed.
Mm-hmm. And Edgar, for those that don't know, is a dynamic left-handed power hitting first baseman back in the day. as we were just reminiscing before the show, is Greg's son is playing JV baseball now, and we were talking about Edgar and Greg, some of their dynamic JV skills from the diamond back at Boardman.
Greg, I was gonna, before we went on air, I was gonna ask you if you still remembered that that Saturday doubleheader in Canton.
Yeah, I remember. I sat there for about 7 hours. I think we unwound an entire baseball. I think we went through a couple bags of seeds. We probably, you know, played about as many tricks as we could. We did everything in that doubleheader except set foot on a baseball field. But it was awesome. Or at least I did, and you probably played.
So some of those memories are the best, though, literally from the dugout and just not even playing, you know, but like those are the, you know, the ties that bind, I guess you could say, the how friendships are forged and stuff like that. No, so no. Good stuff. All right. Well, we got 30. We are 30 picks deep, and I'm going to go with the final pick in this draft. And I'm going to close it out on a friendly, kid-friendly note. You know, my last pick was Sydney Sweeney, but I'm going to go with another dynamic duo here. And I don't know, like, I love these movies. And now that I have a daughter that grew up and watched them, like, my son, who's only one now, he hasn't started watching movies yet and stuff. But I'm going with Buzz and Woody, you know. And then not just Buzz and Woody, but also Tim Allen and Tom Hanks as the voices. Just like, you know, I think Landry's favorite movie growing, like, you know, one of her first favorite movies was Toy Story. And then we like watched Toy Story 1, 2, 3. And then I didn't even realize there's a fourth one. And then we watched that one. But, you know, just brings back memories. I think that movie first came out in like the mid 90s. The animation was a little creepy in the first one, at least the human characters, but just fond memories. And it kind of brings you back to like childhood, that Andy, I think we can all relate to as like a young kid, you know, playing with toys and stuff. For me, it was like Legos and Micro Machines and stuff like that growing up. But like, you know, just it makes you feel like a kid watching it, and like you can kind of see it through kids' eyes watching that show, and you know, just fond memories of that. And it's one of those things that's, it'll probably always be around. So, you know, you can kind of see the younger generation appreciates it too. So I'm going with Buzz and Woody as the final pick here. And so to wrap up the last round, we got Goose and Maverick, Mantle and Maris, Buzz and Woody, trifecta of dynamic duos. I will post all these out, but before we go and close out here, any final duos you guys want to throw out before we go? So Edgar, any on your list we didn't name you want to throw us out? A couple?
I'm going to throw out three, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
I'm going to go with Cheese and Wine.
Yeah, literally. Greg would not like the cheese part, I think. The wine.
One of the greatest in our era growing up, Montana and Rice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to go with a musical group. Wham.
Nice.
There's only two of them?
Yeah, there's only two of them.
Okay.
George Michael and who else?
Andrew, I don't know his last name, but yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Favorite, let me ask you while you're on, favorite wine?
Favorite wine?
Yeah.
Definitely Pinot Noir.
That's my favorite too. Pinot Noir, a good cab.
Yeah.
Don't give me any of that white sweet wine. Give me the dark stuff.
I do like Shiraz also.
Okay.
I pretty much any. I like any type of cheese.
As long as I'm drinking, I'm happy. Those will go good with chicken and waffles in the morning too. If you got a little, champagne and orange juice in there too. So, Greg, how about you? What's your honorables?
I don't know. I was going to run through like a few I have here. So oil and vinegar, because I didn't do any foods. Jules and Vincent from Pulp Fiction. I know we had them in the draft last week.
Yep.
Steph and Clay. Nobody came up with the Splash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brady and Belichick was who I was thinking of when I said Reed and Mahomes, but I like kind of Reed and Mahomes are more of the moment. Abbott and Costello, Lennon and McCartney. And just for you, Justin, if you know, you know, Carl Peterson Thompson and Randolph Dupree.
Yes. Yes. I can relate to those two.
I would say I would be surprised if 12 people knew what the hell we're talking about there, but that's all right.
HBO, you want to go halvesies on that? hurt my little Duprees.
Did you ever see You, Me, and Dupree, Edgar?
A long time ago, but yeah.
So good. Yeah. So good.
Underappreciated.
Very underappreciated. All right, a couple on my list. I'm going to go with Netflix and chill. I'm going to go with Wayne and Garth.
Mm.
I had Shaq and Kobe on my list. I don't think we mentioned. Let's see. Bonnie and Clyde. Not really a duo we talk about a whole lot now, but how about Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson? Did you know, here's a fun fact, Sherlock Holmes is the most adapted movie or TV show of all time. Like, so that character has been portrayed more than any other character in the history of movies and TV shows. Wow. Let's see. How about Scooby-Doo and Shaggy? Batman and Robin. I mean, I was never a big Robin fan, but Batman, you know.
That was
Let's see. I also had you. I wasn't going to. I scratched this one when you said Magic and Bird, but I had Magic and Kareem.
Yep.
How about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Andy Dufresne and Red from Shawshank.
Oh, that's really good.
Or like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
How about Rocky and Apollo?
Yeah.
Mentioned Rocky IV on
And then just a couple more, Han Solo and Chewbacca. Walter White and Jesse Pinkman, Breaking Bad. Turner and Hooch, Cheech and Chong. And then I think maybe the most dynamic duo we got going right now is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So I gotta throw that out. So that was my list. And this I'll tell you what, this was one of my more fun drafts we've done. Because it's so random and so all over the place. So we each made 10 picks. I'll post those out later in the week when we after this airs. But this was good. This was good. So me as a host or moderator appreciates the duo of you two joining me. But gentlemen, appreciate your time. I'm going to run our close here and just stay on real quick after this.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. This is original Youngstown content. Feel free to share our videos and tell your friends about us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Facebook.